Well, it's not Wednesday. It's Monday. Welcome to the Edge of Darkness on this last Monday of the month, June. An interesting day for me in many respects. Some weeks ago, I received a link to an article from an old and very dear friend. And not only did I choose to publish the column with her foreword and introduction, but on that day we chose to concentrate this program, The Edge of Darkness, to that which she had submitted. Some of you may remember that very lengthy conversation about the drug that could break American health care. I sent her an email thanking her profusely for all that she has continued to do over the years that I've known her. Now, some days later, I received the following. Hello again, Jeff. What a pathetic mess we have become. But more tragic than ever is just how seriously brainwashed the far greater majority of Americans are. Their enemies, posing as the good and trustworthy, have won. Just the very few I talk with still believe their nation is exceptionally good and brave and so on ad nauseum. And that China and Russia and all the U.S.'s chosen enemies are all bad, of course, and to blame for all ills. I have found for a long time now, she continues, that it is indeed a total waste of time and effort to even show these pathetic souls proof of how catastrophically wrong they are. But life goes on until it doesn't. Thanks for sending me the site addresses. I did listen to that broadcast of yours, and it brought back so many memories. It was so refreshing to hear real intelligence and actual knowledge, genuine wisdom, not contaminated by now endemic and nonstop propaganda. I certainly understand where you're coming from as it concerns the coming conclusion of your multi-year-long broadcast. When I quit my broadcast on WWCR years ago, she says, I told my audience in my last broadcast that I have come to realize that I am simply doing no more than what I coined as political soap opera. And I ended that final broadcast by telling my audience that I finally and totally realized that Americans are simply not inclined to make any actual or basic changes to their increasingly corrupt government, a so-called democracy that is actually run by a small plutocratic caste who manages every voting day to own the bought and sold politicians. We're ruled by a kleptocracy. Oligopolies, all run by plutocrats, and the politicians are their servants, certainly not the servants of we the people. The long-gone leaders of the Roman, Grecian, Spanish, and British empires, among other historical empires, must be laughing like hell in their graves. Quite frankly, my friend, I'm not surprised at this point in my life, 73 years of age this month. I've read countless works on empires, their never-ending declines, and the rise, always of new great powers, as we once again witness in our own day. But what is especially sad about the U.S. as I see it is how short a time the nation existed as anything close to a genuine democracy, but so rapidly in the scheme of historical time, failed to preserve that closest thing to a real democracy for more than just a few generations. How rapidly a deeply embedded corruption and decadence took over the nation, including a very large number of its population who so easily bought the 24/7 pernicious propaganda from the corporate propaganda apparatus in Hollywood. Where's the generation that came after those amazingly courageous tens of thousands of Vietnam protesters against the demonic evil of the Vietnam War? An era of a thinking population long gone. Even Occupy Wall Street lasted less than a year as it was deeply infiltrated by the COINTELPRO servants of their bought and sold bosses. Good grief. Even most of the so-called Christian organizations bought into the neocon ideologies. And as I see it, they become cults of lies and rich leaders, no different than their political leaders, and the Word of God became secondary, if there at all. Stay in touch. Bless you and your family always. I responded to her last night. Well, in writing. Interestingly enough, I have yet to send it to her. It was brief, and I just stated, "Thank you, my dear friend, for stating so clearly much of what I am feeling these days. All that you have stated above makes me fully understand better all of the reasons that I and so many others are suffering in this land which was once ours. I grow tired. As many of my readers and listeners know, for many of my 26 years of broadcasting, I was on the air for mostly 2, but sometimes 3 hours per day. Today, my friends, I begin my 27th year on the air. But I do so knowing that there are days that I no longer have it in me. For I know what the end will be. And it cometh soon. Without apology, I'll see you at sundown." And that is how I ended my letter. I think those of you who know me best from years of broadcasting know I am growing very tired. It's not that I'm ready to walk away yet, but it may not be long. It's not a threat, it's not a promise, it's a reality factor. There are times that one has got to tighten up. Do the best you can to care for your own family and not be so damn concerned about those who don't get it. I titled this post, which is on Federal Observer, if you care to go back and read it, so that you have distinct clarification of it all. Some of us are in this together. I don't deny that there are certain things that my friend and I don't necessarily agree with, but on an overall basis, we do agree on much. We've known each other for, I don't know, it's got to be pushing 20, 25 years. And we don't talk a lot, but we speak through things of the nature that we share. The things we do agree with. You don't have to agree with people 100% of the time to be able to get along and find common ground. And there is common ground out here. Thanks for joining us tonight. As I shared with you last week, I have been getting further and further behind in publication on almost all of our websites. But this weekend, kick butt. I don't know why. I don't know how. I just got to it. And I began publishing a massively wide number of things. And a piece that I came across yesterday that just struck me so hard. And I've never spoken with the author before, but I did send him a note. And he responded today, which was a mind blower because rarely do they ever. And he's informed me that he likes the layout of what I did for his article. And informs me that there will be 2 more chapters over the following couple of weeks, and we will post them. Metropolis. You know, I've stated this before. If I were told that I had to drop 3 of my websites and stick with only 2. The 2 websites I would maintain would be Dr. Kelly and Metropolis. The rest of it, I'd let it go. because I believe that the information contained in those two are what's needed most. It's not that there's not important things posted on Federal Observer or Sierra Madre, but that's not the issue. Where can we make the biggest amount of difference? Where can we reach out and extend a helping hand via advice and truth? When Federal Observer began over 20 years ago, wait a minute, my God, January 24th, next month, no, not January, July, 7 weeks before 9/11. Yeah. Interesting stuff. I can't share that with you. She prefers to remain anonymous. But thanks for asking, Ken. Her initials are there. And if you know it, you can possibly figure it out. Our author states that for the past 20 years, he's been calling for the schools to be put back into the control of the states and the parents. As many of you may know, we've seen the federal government take over control of the schools ever since Jimmy Carter established a full federal office for the Department of Education. Now, up until 1979, and this I did not know, the Department of Education was hidden in the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. But the only problem was there was no constitutional provision for the federal government to be in control of education. None. The Democrats lie about controlling education by stating that the federal government doesn't set any curriculum. And they're right about that, however. The Democrats do set the testing standards, and that sets the curriculum. And Democrats think we're all as dumb as their base voters. Most of us can see through their lies, but far too many can't. Too many school boards today believe that they have the right to control everything that goes on in our schools. And we covered some of this last week. These people believe that they've been elected to keep it organized and functioning so that our children get a well-rounded education. But what has happened is these boards have been overly influenced by the teachers' union, whose policies have dumbed down our children so badly that they come out of school with hardly an education, but very heavily indoctrinated into a political ideology that has been an abject failure throughout history. The children know very little about the history of this nation. Now, the sacrifices that the founders made to give us the greatest nation the world had ever seen. They're indoctrinated into an ideology that celebrates globalism, not individualism. A one world order, not the sovereignty of our nation. And they're being taught that the freedoms we enjoy in America are selfishness. The prosperity that we enjoy is nothing more than greed. That's what they're being taught. They are being taught to hate this nation and the color of the skin, but only if they are white. Because they're now being taught that all white people are racist. And so it is easy to tell that what our children are being taught are outright lies. Our author is always seeing bumper stickers that encourage us to support public education. Well, I can understand a teacher doing that because that's their livelihood, but the problem is public schools do not educate our children. Private schools do a much better job, but they're still restricted by the SATs. Not many public school teachers embrace private or even homeschooling. Most oppose both schools and believe that they should be outlawed. And progressive teachers and judges and politicians are doing all they can to eliminate any and all competition for public schools. First of all, they want to destroy homeschooling. in California. The bill AB 2756 and HB 1798 in Maryland would create new rules and regulations and home inspections that would violate parental rights, would not accomplish their stated purpose of protecting children from abuse, and thirdly and most importantly, are not necessary. But on the surface, the new requirements in those bills may seem sensible and harmless, but they begin a process of government review, oversight, intrusion and control, and will effectively end homeschooling in both Maryland and California. Secondly, both bills will imperil parental privacy rights and will allow government officials for the first time ever to enter a private home without having a reason to suspect there's a situation in the home requiring their intervention. And the proposed legislation provides no protections against invasion of privacy by the home school inspectors once they're inside the home. And thirdly, they will create legislation under the false pretense of protecting children. Oh, yeah. The authors of these proposed bills claim that the goal of the legislation is to protect children from parental abuse, and yet the home inspections are to be conducted by appointment. So if a parent was committing child abuse and knew that an inspector was coming at a certain time, the parent would send the children out of the home on a field trip and remove any evidence of abuse before the inspector arrived. And if this isn't evidence that progressives, i.e. Democrats, demand zero competition, I don't know what is. Some public schools are attempting to not allow parents to pull kids from a public school for homeschooling. T.J. Schmidt, a lawyer for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, which provides legal services to help parents meet requirements for transitioning children from public school to homeschool, said that he has noticed an uptick in the number of parents trying to pull their kids from public schools. Gee, I wonder why. But the public schools are pushing back. And Schmidt says, we see this across the country. I've had school officials attempt to prevent or dissuade parents from pulling their kids out. But the schools have been unable to process the paperwork to withdraw students from the public school system. The schools have been unable to process the paperwork. I'd like to point out a Democrat-controlled city whose education system is as pathetic and ineffective as Chicago's gun laws are. And that city is Baltimore. The school system there should be considered a worst-case scenario for fraud and child abuse. Baltimore schools, four high schools and one middle school, do not have a single student, not one, who's considered proficient at math or reading. Not a single one. And that is fraud. It's failure. It is a tragedy. New Hope is a small school with nearly 120 students, 90% black, and the dropout rate is over 70%. It's also considered a special education school for Maryland. 100% of the enrolled students are eligible for free lunches. Now, I don't know what it means for them to be a special education school. Are the students mostly kids with learning disabilities, emotional issues, or kids with mental disabilities? But let's set this school aside for now. Achievement High School is an alternative school with just under 400 students. And they are there because of learning problems and or emotional issues. The middle school is supposed to be wonderful. Only 258 kids. A student-teacher ratio of 11 to 1. But those kids, grades 6 to 8, can neither read nor do math at their grade levels. They've been failed by their own families, every teacher they've ever had, every principal they've ever had, every person on the school board, every person who has had fingers on the money that goes to their schools. No, Baltimore has one of the worst school systems in the country. 13 high schools that have no students that are proficient in math. Project Baltimore analyzed 2017 state test scores released this fall. 16,000 lines of data, and this is what was uncovered. Of Baltimore's 39 high schools, 13 had zero students proficient in math. And digging further, it was discovered that another six high schools were 1% tested proficient. Add it up. In half the high schools in Baltimore City, 3,804 students took the state test. 14 kids were proficient in math. My friends, this has been going on for decades. Finally, parents are beginning to take a stand and demand input into their children's education, and the teachers and the school boards don't like it. You see, they seem to have forgotten that they are our representatives, not our overlords. Commentary by Roger Angus. Roger will be back with us again next week with part two. You know, and this is just a continuation of some of the other pieces I published over the weekend. School curriculum in California wants prayers to false deities of human sacrifice and cannibalism. The calls are getting louder and louder in California for counter-genocide against white Christians. Several comics or cartoons that I posted on Metropolis.cafe over the weekend. Teacher standing up there, holding a stick. Students out there. She's got the words up on the whiteboard, interestingly enough, not a blackboard. It says, critical race theory. And a black kid sticks his hand up and says, if it's about teaching historic truths, then why is it called theory? Another headline, Unitarian Socialist Influence on Public Schools. Another critical race theory blackboard, except this one's a green board. You know, the old-fashioned chalkboard. I've entitled it Complex Mathematics. Now remember, the teacher's got the words critical race theory up on the chalkboard. And the kid says, well, you said we were going to learn division today. And the teacher says, we are. Use your own brains. Common sense, people. Look at the other stories that we've shared with you about the nonsense going on in Fairfax County, Virginia, Loudoun County, Virginia. It's horrific. Absolutely horrific. What's being taught to the kids? I may or may not have shared this story with you some weeks ago. I published it on June 14th. Entitled, The Rise of Black Homeschooling. You see, some parents, no matter their pigmentation, have finally begun to realize that it ain't right. It's time to get their kids out of the damn school system. What right does a public school teacher have to confiscate a second grader's Bible? And then there's his mother at Carmel, New York. Video that we published on June 7th. And it is worth watching every bit of it. Some of the other headlines we've done. Marxist propaganda in public schools posing as education. Does all of this start to make a degree of sense? Oh, I know, but most of you aren't really concerned because you no longer have children in school. What about grandchildren? What about great-grandchildren? And you're sitting back there allowing this crap to continue to go on and affect. Or if you come to the conclusion that your life is nearly over, so it's someone else's responsibility now. Let me share this with you before we go to the break. It's, you know, Little Johnny. We all know what to expect out of Little Johnny, right? Well, Little Johnny walked up to the front of the classroom and dumped a box full of cash on the teacher's desk. $2,467. $2,467, cried the teacher. What in the world were you selling? Toothbrushes, said Little Johnny. Toothbrushes, echoed the teacher. How could you possibly sell enough toothbrushes to make that much money? Well, Little Johnny said, I found the busiest corner in town. Set up a dip and chip stand and gave everybody who walked by a free sample. And they all said the same thing. Hey, this tastes like dog sh-. Then I would say, well, it is dog sh-. Want to buy a toothbrush? And Little Johnny continued, well, I use the President Biden method of giving you some crap, dressing it up so it looks good, telling you it's free, and then making you pay to get the bad taste out of your mouth. Little Johnny got 5 stars for his assignment. And we all need a laugh now and then. God help us all. We're going to go to a break here in a second. And, yes, that particular little joke is published up on federalobserver.com. You can't miss it. I got to do these things once in a while. I mean, we all need a laugh. We get to the end of the program tonight. We'll have a little other brief commentary to share. A little bit more serious. And I think it will make sense to so many of you. Stick around. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm having an interesting sound issue today. I think my feedback is ultra loud. It's burning my ears. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. On this anniversary, as it were, of the first broadcast I ever did. And I may have shared this with you last week. I specifically remember what my main topic was that day. Now, this is interesting because the guys that I work with always discuss economics. I mean, our purpose was to sell gold and silver. And so economics, economics, economics. And I come on the air and did something totally unrelated to economics. An interview in, I believe, the New Yorker, or the New York Times, I'm sorry, which interviewed a whole bunch of U.S. Marines. Now, this is before 9/11. This goes back to this date, January 28th of 1995. I worked with Michael Callahan, Eric Cedarstrom, and Robbie Noel. The topic that I chose to jump on is something that really interested me. And the question asked of these Marines, would you fire on Americans if you're instructed to do so. And to a man, they all said yes. Maybe that told us far more about the direction of this nation than anything else I could have discussed at that point in time. 28 years ago, 27 years ago today. Unbelievable. Let's take a look at some other issues. I don't really give a damn about the economic side of things, but we've got to touch on it. And most of the rest of the things that I could have covered, they are far too lengthy to finish. There's days that I put a lot of preparation into a program. There's other days I throw it together. In some respects, some of it today is being kind of thrown together. A little bit more laid back. Well, rhodium's on the upward move again. Flat today, though, at 17,800. Palladium up $4 at 2,618 an ounce. Platinum off $1. But you know what? It's sitting pretty much where it was last week at 1,085 an ounce. Silver down 3 cents. But you know what? Silver's holding at that over $26 figure. $1,876, $1,877, $1,878. Not a lot of activity going on in the metals market right now. Some of the headlines. And this is a site I'd not touched since, I don't know, Friday, Saturday. I lose track. Before I forget, we're going to have to see how tomorrow happens, Michael. I have a medical appointment tomorrow morning with some very minor surgery going on. And it's something I've been putting off for a number of months. No, they're not cutting my gut open or any of that kind of stuff. It's just some other issues. So we may make it tomorrow. We may not, but I'm sure we will. But I just thought I'd let that be known. Hey, think about this. We've got the world's highest standard of living. Oh, baby, there's no way like the American way, right? Yeah, well, the unemployment rolls have shrunk faster in states that cut federal benefits. That's right. The unemployment rolls are shrinking faster in states that have axed the federally boosted payments as the economic carnage from COVID pandemic eases. Oh, what a novel idea. I mean, this might get people back to work. Yeah, that's a cool idea. Take all the freebies away, huh? Now, look at California. I've shared this story a gazillion times. My favorite restaurant, who can't get all our people come back together. No, I worked with Eric over there, Ken. I knew Jim, however. And I've heard that both brothers have passed away. I don't know. People not going back to work because their state, along with federal government, were paying people way too damn much money. Why would they work? I may make a trip to California to go back to that restaurant just to see if everybody's come back to work. Ask them how it felt, mooching off the rest of the taxpayers. Unrelated to economics. Some months ago, I shared the legalities about vaccinations. Whether your company could terminate you for not accepting the vaccination. But it's gotten a little interesting now. What can your employer ask you about your vaccination status and what they can't? Well, according to the stories now, that generally employers can mandate that workers be vaccinated. But federal laws may require companies to provide exemptions or reasonable accommodations to workers who are not vaccinated due to a disability or even a religious belief. And regardless of all the facts, that legally it does appear that in most circumstances, part of it is I can't breathe. Right now my nose is kind of clogged up and I'm yawning. I do apologize. Not because I'm bored of being here. But regardless of the fact that legally it does appear that in most circumstances employers can ask, there are risks with it. The practical risk of it is that a good percentage of your employees are going to believe, whether true or not, that you cannot ask and shouldn't be asking or invading their privacy. Oh, and of course, this is the one we have to really pay attention to, because the huge fiscal boost to the economy is about to fade. Oh, yeah. You know what that is. The freebie money. The multiple relief packages enacted by Congress, which flooded our economy with cash, providing much-needed liquidity as the COVID pandemic sharply reduced activity in multiple sectors of travel and hospitality and dining and entertainment. It's all planned, folks. Don't kid yourself. Of course, most of the aid money was front-loaded, issued in a matter of weeks or months. That approach helped the federal programs achieve their goal of stabilizing the economy. It all came with a serious downside. In the coming months, the cessation of that federal spending will detract from economic growth. You cannot just give and not expect to at some point in time begin to take it while away. Who needs Bitcoin? Gold mining stocks have outperformed Bitcoin by as much as 4-1. Did you know that? And people with any smarts long ago realized that gold and gold stocks have far outperformed most other asset classes over the last 20 years. But due to unprecedented interventions by the Federal Reserve that pumped trillions of extra bucks into the market, prices of stocks have soared. And yet gold and gold stocks have still beat them on the average, hands down. But they don't want you to know that. I'm here without you, baby. And you're still on my lonely mind. That's our video of the day, Sarah Evans. Could not ask for more. A group of other pieces I kind of close with on Sierra Madre headlines for the day. Basel III coming, that's bullish for gold. I've subsequently read another piece that slams the whole Basel III argument as total scam. And I personally have a problem with the newsletter writer and seller that takes this approach. And I smelled a rat, and I just didn't post it. And then a piece came out today that kind of slams it. Yeah. When they came out and said, thinking Basel III was going to end the manipulation of gold and silver. Remember when China was going to shock the world and announce its 30,000 gazillion tons of gold held in reserve and then, along with Russia, overtake the United States and achieve global dominance? That was a good one. But the BS and the lies continue, my friends. And go on and on and on. A few more headlines. Sound money versus fiat, effects on the boom and bust cycle. Scariest economic threat facing America today is socialism, and it is spreading across this country. Stimulus boom is already over. Now comes stagnation. Yep. Pay more. Get less. Because consumer income and spending has been chewed up by, red-hot inflation. Oh, yeah, consumers got a few remaining stimmies and extra unemployment checks, other stimulus funds from the government in May. That puffed up their income, but less than in prior months, and consumers spent their income in a heroic manner. But inflation ate a chunk out of their spending in May and adjusted for inflation, and it fell, and oops. We're right back where we started from. Boy, they sure stuck it to us. Vaccines and otherwise, didn't they? Yeah. What else is coming up for the week? I don't know. I'll figure it out as time goes by. Let's take a fast look at one other thing, if I can get to it here, just because I'm curious. What, who's this? Kathy Woods, ARK Invest, is readying the first Bitcoin ETF with 21 shares. I guess Tom Brady invested heavily in Bitcoin, but it's been a bust because he claims he's got laser eye offensive. But now he's taking advice. Crypto Congressman Warren Davidson sees momentum building for pro-Bitcoin legislation. Federal Reserve's Quarles says digital dollar could pose considerable risks to financial system. Very interesting when I'm going to Market Watch, and the first four headlines all have to do with cryptocurrencies. I love these headlines. Calls to boycott Toyota have been fueled by its donations to election objector Republicans. We're going to lose a generation of student loan borrowers? What does that mean? Because they're not going to even bother to go on and go to school? Oh, they want to cancel everybody's stuff. One of the largest owners of Bitcoin reportedly held as much as $1 billion as debt at the age of 41. Duh. It's insane. You go to Market Watch and 90% of the headlines I'm looking at all have to do with Bitcoin? Who's zooming who? This is getting insane. Absolute insane. Let's see. Dow Jones Industrial was off 150 points today. Oh, whoop-de-doo. S&P 500 up nearly 10. NASDAQ up 140. Global Dow down. Gold down. Oil down. Been a while since I've looked at these figures. I want to vomit. $73 a barrel for oil. No wonder the prices aren't coming down at the pump. Oh, they've dropped a little bit because they've kept them overinflated for far too long. Health. FDA approval of Pfizer's and Moderna's COVID-19 shots would reinvigorate the U.S. vaccination push, but it could still be months away. And they're trying to lay claim that it will prevent you from ever getting COVID again. But they'll call it something else, right? Oh, my God. I grow weary, my friends. patience. I have little of it, to be honest with you. Something that very few of us have today. But did you ever consider that nothing protects the heart like patience? Don't get your hopes up too fast. Don't let your fears speak too loud. Don't give your doubts too much time. Not everybody's built to handle the rough times. Can't be surprised when you fall off with certain people. Because few people understand what it means to be really there for someone else. And that's the roughest part about being on a journey. But you realize the main ones that said they'll ride are the first to fall off. People make promises when the sun is shining. And make excuses when the storm comes. That's why I'm always thankful for the rain. It washes away the unnecessary. The reality is you could be amazing and genuine and sincere, but still be overlooked. Because honestly, people don't want something real anymore. They just want reasons to complain and excuses to avoid. Having a good thing is so hard because meeting a strong person is so rare. So I've learned to respect when people run from me. I realize that my kind of love ain't for everybody. I'm at peace with that. We'll see what tomorrow brings. Hope you got some tunes ready, buddy. Let's roll with them. And I rarely get to that point where I cut early. I've said what I've had to say. Good night.
When they begin the it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars. And down by the shore an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin the to live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever, and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. Now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Oh yes, let them begin the make them play till the stars that were there before return above you. suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning.
There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board them. There's hope for all among those who love the most.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.